Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Poblacán Chiche, Poblacán Todhchaí, a community without homes is a community without a future. That was the message of Gaeltacht communities protesting in Donegal, Cork and Galway today, demanding urgent action on the housing crisis in Irish language areas. And as we've been hearing on Drive Time recently, many native Irish speakers are voicing frustration at being refused planning permission in their local communities. So, Drive Time's John Cook followed their campaign to council headquarters in Galway today. John, can you tell us more?
Yes, Sarah, this was organised by Tintón, a national grassroots Gaeltacht housing campaign, bringing community groups and local organisations together in their quest for solutions to the Gaeltacht housing crisis. And the issues were brought to the fore in last week's Drive Time interview with Catriona Ní Chualann, one of a number of people who've spoken to us in recent times. She's as Indravani Kundi Nagaljeva, and she spoke about her exhaustive search for a home in her native Connemara. So today, campaigners from that area, as well as Gaeltacht communities in Donegal and Cork, protested outside local authority offices, and Údarás na Gaeltachta in Galway, it was outside the offices of Galway County Council, to deliver a letter read out to those gathered by Donica O'Haleha, Cathaoirleach of the Bánú Campaign Group.
Is Lair or Tabla Hamden Housing Development Action Plan, Nakulain Salahar Sablan, Lateha Hogal, in Wealth of Connemarana, Arilanarn, Achawans, Nishroid Valta, and Karen Rua, and Spidialagas Bjarna.
Don't know how hell is them, sir. I'm going to hear the law or in a group Bánú. This is Stoka is quite a group Nashuns and Ishmids, Tintón. I guess Tommy did get a brew horror in the Hudrajek, so in the Corley Kunte, Udras and Gwelt, the Kazrina Gwelt, the Rodechni, and if we invite more to hear the Swelt at the Thai, Brudin Oga, a Machas and Gounter, the Cor Tucky Noelge, Imuel and Arida.
On Litcher Shaw, tell me about it.
Well, this letter, we addressed this letter to the chief executive of Galway County Council. There's a particular problem in the Connemara Gaeltacht because of the planning policies and the housing policies of Galway County Council. As far as planning goes, they don't really kind of recognise that people have a housing need. Who have a housing need? They seem to want people to go and live in the towns and rather than settle down in the Gaeltacht. And people, there's no point really in the government spending a lot of money on Údarás through Údarás na Gaeltacht to get people to work in the Gaeltacht, as they do, and are very successful. There's over 9,000 people working in Gaeltacht areas in client companies that have been supported by Údarás na Gaeltacht. But a lot of the time, even though they have work in the Gaeltacht, they can't live in the Gaeltacht because it's almost impossible to get planning permission. It's very difficult to buy a house because of their scenic areas, and people are buying second homes in the Gaeltacht and pricing local people out of the market, really. And the third thing is Airbnb has taken over the short-term rental market, so even to get a house to rent is very difficult. So basically, we are asking the chief executive, who's a relatively new chief executive of Galway County Council, to have a look at their planning policies and to have a look at their housing policies, and we want them to meet us and to discuss with us some of the things that we would like to see changed in their policies so that we can deal with this problem.
Hi, so my name is Juliana Olia. August is last week in Gaeltacht Mayor called Smacknet Oscar Galiva, so I'm the Vice President for Irish and the Galway Students' Union, and I'm here to show my support for Bánú na Gaeltacht. I'm from Acol myself, and I understand the struggles people have with regards to getting housing in the Gaeltacht, and the state it's in at the minute is scandalous, and we should be doing more to support people.
What's your own hope for the future? Is there hope of a house in Ilanacla?
I do hope there'd be a house in Ilanacla for me, yeah, definitely. It'd be nice to see more families living there and less of people having Airbnbs and holiday homes. I see that it's mainly that now what's available. Like, if you go into Daft Rent, then no one can rent a house, it's all on Airbnb.
Care the Achroach issue, what'll change this, or is it the councils? Is it on Rialtas?
So we on Gárod a Gobr Lacéile, so on Cor Lá Chathra, Cor Lá Conde, agus an Rialtas. So all of them working together, the county councils, the government, and them coming together, agus policy ha ave a gurvaim acu policies to be put in place by them, agus obair cairt a bheal éin acu, like proper real work to be done to be seen to protect people living in Gaeltacht areas, the dhíní chosaint sláinte chónaí mhaith in Gaeltacht, and to ensure that Gaeltacht areas and Gaeltacht communities aren't lost to the likes of Airbnb.
Now, Julianne there, Asilan Ocle, Kundewio, was one of a number of students and other young Gaeltacht natives to join the protest outside Galway County Council today, as well as members of CATU, the Community Action Tenants Union, who marched and chanted as Dunica delivered their letter calling for statutory powers and resources, a Gaeltacht housing strategy, planning guidelines and other housing supports for Irish speakers who'd like to build or renovate houses in the Gaeltacht. In a statement to Drive Time this evening, Galway County Council has told me the letter was received by the Director of Services for Planning and Economic Development, Liam Hanrahan. He said he would support a meeting with the campaign group, but he notes that this is the first time, he says, that Banu has contacted him. He also points to a planning approval rate in County Galway of 86%, adding that a review of the county development plan will commence soon under the government's new Planning and Development Act 2024. As this afternoon's protest drew to a close, I spoke to Róisín Ní Cineadh. She's Tintán spokesperson and is also advocacy manager with Conradh na Gaeilge.
This protest is taking place in Galway as part of a wider nationwide campaign organised by Tintán. So there's protests happening up in Donegal and down in Moosgree in Gaeltacht, Corcaigh, Cumann. And I suppose we're focusing here on Corlach County and the Gaeltacht because, as we see it, they have a legislative obligation to protect the linguistic and cultural heritage of the Gaeltacht. But in practice, it's the opposite that they're doing. And it's Banu na Gaeltacht. It's the, I suppose, people are being forced out of the Gaeltacht areas and where they could be speaking Irish because they simply can't access homes in the Gaeltacht.
Cén réiteach atá an scéal seo? What's the solution or what do you want to see happen?
Tá cúpla éilimh simplí a gcoinne. We've come up with, I suppose, the people working in the community, the people living in the community have come up with solutions for this over the years. One of the main things that we're looking for is the immediate publication of the Gaeltacht planning guidelines. These have been promised since 2021 from the Department of Housing and we've yet to see sight of them, even the draft at this point. And these guidelines are supposed to guide the county councils in terms of how they deal with planning applications in the Gaeltacht. So while we're functioning kind of in a vacuum without these planning guidelines, we're seeing the damage being done on a daily basis with people being denied planning permission in the Gaeltacht, often trying to build houses on their own land and being denied. Another thing that we're looking for is that the county councils, in conjunction with Ryan na Gaeltacht and with the Department of Housing and with Údarás na Gaeltacht also, would put together kind of a housing and population strategy for the Gaeltacht areas to see what population do we need to keep these places thriving and living in the future, and then what housing supply and what type of housing supply is needed to satisfy that need.
Tomig Sweeneff Gorau, Fibana Tihe Igok Konde. Gakbalia in you, is there room for a cospa shielta for housing in the Gaeltacht nowadays?
Tá cinnte agus tá an ceartar fadagat is gair céim náisiúnta í an gair céim tíochta. This is absolutely part of a wider national housing crisis and we're very aware of that. Like we said today earlier, there were members of CATU who are very much more urban based generally in Galway anyway. But what we often come back to, the message of this campaign, is that while the housing crisis has an undeniable, very human impact on the people who are affected by it, in the Gaeltacht it's not only the human suffering, but it's the language that's suffering as well. And with people, particularly younger people, being forced out, there's a huge damage done to the intergenerational transmission. So be it the grandparents who grew up as a kind to Ardúchais as native speakers, who might be able to pass that on to their children or their grandchildren, that link is being broken irreparably with people having to move out. So we stand, like we were saying earlier, in solidarity with other people who are struggling against this housing crisis and just trying to bring special attention to the question of the language as well.
There is Róisín Ní Cineadh of Tintán and Conradh na Gaeilge ending John Cook's report from Galway.